It is later than you think. This was the word that was whispered to me in the middle of the night. What did it mean? It took me quite a while to figure that out, but after all the chaos and craziness that 2020 has brought us, I think I know what the Lord was trying to say, and I think most people also know. If we just try to stop and think for a moment and examine what is happening all across the world, across our country, and even with our personal lives, we know that things have changed. Our lives have changed. And also, people can sense in the air that something big is coming. And I think that calls for us to reevaluate who we are. It calls for us to reevaluate the very core of our existence. Is there a plan for your life, for your individual life? Or are things just random and hazard? I think that now is the time in history for all of us to stop for a moment and look carefully at everything around us, because things are changing so very fast. I also believe that right now we are getting wake-up calls from heaven itself, because the physical world and the spiritual world are now colliding with each other. We are beginning to see the very pages of the book of Revelation come to pass before our very eyes. We see plagues, pestilences, famines that are coming, wars and rumors of wars, asteroids, earthquakes that are increasing daily. These are all signs of the last days that's prophesied in the Bible. These are wake-up calls, and in the Bible, they're called birth pains. It says in Matthew 24:7, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places, and all of these are the beginning of birth pains. End of the quote. Tough times are here, but it's going to get tougher. Most people have been running away from the important things of life. So it is time for us now to look at ourselves and ask some very key basic questions. If ever there was a time for us to do that, that is now. What are you all about? Who are you really? And what is really important in this life? Well, let me tell you what I have found to be true. That religion does not solve or answer any of these major questions personally. It's a poor attempt to reach God, and it falls short every time. I have searched all my life many years ago for many ways to find meaning in my life, to find different ways to God, and to find real peace. And finding the meaning of life is an important journey for us all to go on. My search ended when I found out that there was this person who gave his life for me. This person showed me the way to God. He also loved me, even when everyone else in my life had let me down, forsaken me, or had rejected me. Through him, I found out what true peace and contentment is. He became the answer to the questions that I was looking for. He wasn't religious, but he was compassionate. He cared about even the little things in my life. He has proved himself to be a loving, kind, gentle, forgiving, thoughtful, and dependable person. Let me ask you a question. How many people do you know that are like that? Now, some of you who are listening to this video already know him. And if you do, this is the time for you to draw close to him like never before. Continue to talk to him. Continue to ask for strength, wisdom, and perseverance that we need to become overcomers in these last days. In Revelation 2:7, it says, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. For the rest of you who don't know him, we're talking about Jesus. He is my best friend. He is the Savior of the world. He is the Son of God. And he is now knocking at the door of your heart right now. And he is asking to come and meet with you personally. He is Jesus Christ, and he is the Savior of your soul. Because it is later than you think, do not wait any longer. This is by far the greatest thing you will ever do. Now, some of you might be asking, well, how do I get to know Jesus? How can I meet him personally? Well, two verses come to my mind concerning that. One, it says that if you, hold on just a minute, if you seek the Lord with all of your heart, that you will find him. So you have to seek him first. And it also says in Romans 10:7 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So cry out to him this day. Do not worry about anything else anymore. Because once you give your life to him, you can go to him for everything. And all your worries and anxieties can be cast upon him. So today I say, call upon the name of Jesus. Call upon him. Cry out to him and he will hear you. I have left for you down below in the description box my website that has a prayer of salvation and some resources for you as well. So please go check that out and say that prayer and start your journey where your life will become, go from black or white to full color, because you are now living in the perfect will of God. Thank you for listening, and I'm praying for all of you. Shalom.